This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition calls for urgent action to tackle childhood obesity and rising NCD costs in Barbados. The high rate of former DODS inmates returning to prison raises concerns. The Minister of People Empowerment introduces strengthened child protection laws on World Children's Day, and gang violence in Haiti continues to escalate. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Co-chair of the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Anne St. John, is calling for stronger policies to promote healthier lifestyles. Speaking during a news conference on World Children's Day, Professor St. John emphasized the importance of proclaiming the long-awaited vending bill, which was passed in 2021 but has yet to be enforced. She said currently vendors operating outside school premises pose a challenge to the success of the National School Nutrition Policy and described the situation as unfair to canteen operators who are adhering to the guidelines.
Lives are being lost or negatively impacted every day by the challenge that can be regulated and better managed by policies that make healthier lifestyles more affordable and accessible. A major challenge to the success of the school nutrition policy is the vending right outside of our schools. Our hope is that the vending bill that was passed in 2021 would be able to help with regulating the vendors and ensuring compliance with the policy. However, the bill is yet to be proclaimed. Government says there are some final arrangements being put in place. We're calling for government to make this bill a priority. The current status is very unfair to the canteen concessionaires who are trying to comply with the policy within the school's premises, and yet we have the competition unfair outside.
She also wants greater action to combat the rising challenges of childhood obesity, stressing that the financial burden to treat NCDs in Barbados is staggering.
I've seen firsthand the challenges of obesity in children, the significant and destructive impact of the NCDs as the children get older and become adults. On the International Diabetes Day last week, the government indicated that 3% of the GDP goes towards treating NCDs. We know that 375 million Barbados is lost directly and indirectly to NCDs in Barbados. The cost of the national purse is more significantly to people's quality of life, and it must not be understated.
Professor Anne St. John. Meantime, mass media campaign officer Crystal Walcott says she's pleased about the recent survey that shows that 93% of Barbadians show support for, now support that is, octagonal warning labels to help combat NCDs.
We conducted a study to identify support for front of package warning labels in Barbados, to which we got 75% support. Following this study, we have 93% support for the introduction of octagonal warning labels in Barbados. As it relates to obesity prevention in children specifically, this is significant because the labels will help parents, schools, and even children themselves identify what is in their food quickly and easily.
Mass Media Campaign Officer for the Childhood Obesity Prevention Program, Crystal Walcott. The high number of former DODS inmates returning to prison remains a major concern for the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit. This was highlighted during a webinar on recidivism, which is the tendency of convicted criminals to reoffend. The webinar, which is part of activities for Crime Awareness Month, examined a report which monitored over 5 years a cohort of inmates who were released from prison during 2016. Research officer with the unit, Sabrina Roach, said that the rates of recidivism were almost the same when compared to the last study done in 2004.
Barbados recidivism rate ranges from 63% to 52% based on the measure of recidivism that is utilized. These rates have transcended time, which suggests from a statistical viewpoint, and I want to stress statistical, that interventions that seek to address rehabilitation have little to no long-term effect on recidivism. The studies practically mirror each other. This is not an indication that there would not have been movement for the period because, like I said, this is a comparison of the two particular periods and no in-between measurement was done. The percentage of the cohort released within, rearrested within 6 months, also increased from 24% to 26%. The percentage of the cohort rearrested within a year remains at 40%, such that 1 in 4 of the persons released from prison are rearrested within a year of their release. The primary offense continues to be poverty, followed by drugs.
She says a more holistic approach is needed for rehabilitation.
It is proposed that an audit of our national rehabilitative complement be done. There's a need for a holistic and a collaborative approach to rehabilitation to maximize limited and financial and human resources. It is therefore recommended that all policies and resources directly related to reoffending or rehabilitation offered by the social and criminal justice agencies of Barbados be audited. The audit should first start with the Barbados Prison Service, as they are the primary correctional facility, and should result in the evaluation of the efficacy of its rehabilitative model.
Meantime, Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, also believes that a whole-of-country approach is needed in the crime fight.
Crime has to be an entire country approach to solving the issue, right? We have to have an integrated approach, whether it is integrated at the level of criminal justice, penal justice, or at the level of social services. But for me, as a researcher, as someone who has been in this field for 40 years, what I believe is that we need to have all of these different entities coming together to find possible solutions.
Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby. Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey, has outlined key legislative changes aimed at protecting children from abuse and neglect. Speaking at the unveiling of the Wall of Commitment, commissioned by the United Nations to mark the 35th anniversary of World Children's Day, Mr. Humphrey highlighted the introduction of harsher penalties for child abuse.
First of all, have harsher penalties for abuse, where children are abused. It allows us to remove the charge of wandering, where children would have been put into institutions for wandering. When really many of those children were running away from circumstances at home. So it allows us to focus on issues pertaining to children in that way. Then, of course, one of the things that we have in that is the persons we call duty bearers, persons who are teachers or people who come into contact that they can prove that a child has been abused or neglected and so on. And then they have to report. It's mandatory reporting so that you no longer have the option. So if you know it, you have to speak it. One of the greatest injustices really, it's not only the abuse, but the time that it takes for these cases to make their way through the justice system. We have to find a way to make these cases faster. We also need to have in-camera hearings where persons can have their cases tried quietly.
That's Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey. The United Nations resident coordinator in Haiti, Ulrika Richardson, said that gang violence in the country continues to escalate, displacing thousands from Port-au-Prince and straining already limited aid resources. Speaking to journalists from Port-au-Prince, Richardson spoke of the worsening situation in Haiti, which has deteriorated dramatically since the installation of a new prime minister, Alex Didier Philamy, on November 11th. The UN said the verified toll of gang violence this year has reached more than 4,000 dead, though the actual numbers are likely to be higher. An estimated 700,000 people are internally displaced across Haiti, half of them children currently unable to continue their schooling. Despite immense challenges, humanitarian operations continue, and the UN is committed to stay and deliver for the people of Haiti. Recapping the headlines, the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition calls for urgent action to tackle childhood obesity and rising NCD costs in Barbados. The high rate of former DODS inmates returning to prison raises concerns. The Minister of People Empowerment introduces strengthened child protection laws on World Children's Day. And gang violence in Haiti continues to escalate. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.